You're listening to Score Values on 670 The Score. A new art exhibit is on display in downtown Chicago, and the organization behind it hopes it will send a message. Joining me now is Janet Slick, President and CEO of the Chicago Lighthouse. Thanks for joining me on Score Values this morning, Janet. Can you talk about the work the Chicago Lighthouse does and when it was founded?
The Chicago Lighthouse was founded in 1906, so we are 112 years in our business of serving people who are blind and visually impaired. In 2014, we began serving those who have other disabilities and those who are veterans, military veterans.
The Chicago Lighthouse is known for being a leading manufacturer of precision wall clocks. Can you share more about that?
Oh, absolutely. We have our major programs are in rehabilitation, education, and employment services. And one of our employment services programs of the Chicago Lighthouse Industries is manufacturing clocks. We've been manufacturing them since 1977, first under the Ability One program, which is an act of Congress that said that and encouraged procurement from organizations that serve and employ people who are blind or visually impaired or have disabilities. So under that act, we were given the procurement rights to provide clocks to agencies of the federal government. And so we've been doing that since 1977. In 2001, we began providing clocks to the commercial market and saw our clocks more frequently in schools and private businesses. So it employs currently 35 people, 75% of whom are legally blind. And so that's an important ratio for us. That's one of the requirements for the Ability One program, but it also supports our mission of providing employment opportunities for people with visual disabilities.
Currently on Chicago's Magnificent Mile, you can find several works of art on display in the form of lighthouses. Can you talk about the idea behind this public art display and what it represents?
Yes. The idea came last summer, and I was walking down Michigan Avenue, and I was in front of the Peninsula Hotel, and I saw one of the dogs that was represented a partnership with PAWS and the Police Federation in Chicago. And I thought, what a great idea, and what a way to reach a larger audience of people. And given the skyrocketing attendance of tourists in the city over the past year, there are about 40,000 people each day that walk down Michigan Avenue. I thought, wow, this is a way to get the word out about the resources and services that people may not know of, even living in Chicago, of our organization, which is a very unique organization serving people who are blind and disabled, in that we have so many comprehensive programs and social service programs. I brought the idea to our marketing committee, and there was overwhelming support for the project, and our board thought it was a great initiative. And so we contacted the Mag Mile Association, and John Chico, who is their executive director, embraced it and lent us the support and resources of his staff, and everyone just ran with it. And it resulted in what I think is a magnificent public art display in Chicago, consistent with other initiatives of dogs and cows and globes, but with a very special message of access and inclusion in the workforce, in arts, transportation, education, and in employment for people who have disabilities. So it's a strong message, and I think we've succeeded in reaching that larger audience. Given the popularity, we launched on Tuesday. The lighthouses were installed Monday evening, and it's just been such an overwhelming response from the public and on Facebook and social media, and it's just great because now everyone is knowing that they should consider. There are tens of millions of people in this country that could be considered for the workforce that currently are not participating, and many would like to and are very capable and maybe turned down for a second interview because of a disability. And we want to make sure that people know the obstacles to employment. And one of the number one obstacles is the employer thinking that the employee may be a burden to them. And so what we're sending the message of is that organizations across the country, like the Lighthouse, can provide the support to the employer so that we can help get the workstation outfitted with all the accommodations that the person needs to do their job and do it extremely well. And then you can have the most dedicated, loyal, talented staff member that can contribute greatly to your corporation, company, business.
You're listening to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm joined by Janet Slick, President and CEO of the Chicago Lighthouse. Janet, how did you find the artists behind the lighthouses?
Well, we had our team send out a request for sketches and ideas. They were challenged with representing their view of disability and have it reflected in their art form on the lighthouse sculpture. And I think they all met that challenge in spades. We have 103 artists, 55 of whom have disabilities, whether it be sensory, cognitive, motor, physical, or mental. And they're really all represented. And we have artists who are blind from Friedman Place. They've produced the most magnificent tactile display. It's a knitted lighthouse. So the lighthouse is actually enveloped in a woven fabric. And it's truly beautiful.
How many lighthouses are on display on the Magnificent Mile? And how big are they? What will people be seeing as they're walking down the street?
Oh, they will see 51 lighthouses, and all very different, all just spectacular. They're truly magnificent. And they each tell a story of the artist and their representation of disability in a very unique ways, in very beautiful ways. They're striking. And they can be appreciated on so many different levels. You can take a walking tour and by downloading an app, it's a free app, AutoCast, and you're able to listen to the narration of each piece in the artist's own voice and describing the piece. And if you have the time, and I really encourage you to take the time to do that walking tour, it's similar to an audio tour in a museum, but you're outside on the beautiful Magnificent Mile, and I just think that you can truly appreciate and understand what the artist is trying to say. Our artists are all very dedicated. They're all so excited about having their work out in such a public art display. And some have experience in doing it. Others, this is the first time they're doing it. But they all have a story to tell, and I think it's really making a difference in Chicago. One of our visitors to one of the sculptures in one of the social media posts said that this is Chicago at its best, and I echo that sentiment.
How long will these lighthouses be on display on the Magnificent Mile?
They went up on June 19th, and they will be displayed to August 11th. And then following that, Ray, they're going to be posted on the Internet. We're going to have an auction and auction them off. And the proceeds will support our 39 programs and services at the Lighthouse. The Lighthouse never turns anyone away because of an inability to pay. So we need that financial support, and this is a great way of doing it. And so it provides the necessary funds for our services and our programs so we can provide services to so many people. And we do provide services to people across the globe. We have visitors in our low vision clinics and our Pangaea Center for Inherited Retinal Diseases and our Sandy and Rick Forsyth Center for Comprehensive Vision Care from all over the world who come for services.
Janet, can you share a story of someone whose life has been touched by the work of the Chicago Lighthouse?
There are so many people who have taken advantage, and it comes to mind just mentioning the Sandy and Rick Forsyth Center for Comprehensive Vision Care. Sandy Forsyth has been on our board for over a decade, and both her husband and her brother are affected with macular degeneration. And so she has been very involved in identifying the assistive technology that can help them do continue doing what they love doing. And whether it be Zoom text on a computer or a special device that they're able to view television with. And she works with us in identifying technologies that will help them. And as a result, she has been a very active board member. She was the vice chair of our board. And she now has her name on the Sandy Forsyth Assistive Technology Center, which provides assistive technologies and recommendations to our clients and people who are interested in adapting their workplace or their home so that they can continue doing what they love doing.
You're listening to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm joined by Janet Slick, President and CEO of the Chicago Lighthouse. Janet, what can people do to help spread the message of inclusion that the Chicago Lighthouse is trying to spread?
They can do it by, if they are employers and they're seeking talented employees, that they could contact our employment services, where we prepare people for the workplace in terms of developing interviewing skills, developing resumes, and job coaching, and workstation development, as I was speaking of earlier. They can contact our employment services. So if they call our number, the main number, 312-666-1331, they can ask for employment services, and they could guide the employer to a talented employee, so the job services can help in that way. They can also just be understanding and accepting and very patient of a person with a disability, and understand that people with disabilities want to be respected like anyone else and included in activities, arts, culture, transportation, educational opportunities, employment opportunities. That's the message of Access Inclusion that we're hoping that they can continue to spread. We have volunteer opportunities at the Lighthouse, I want to point out. We have about 400 people volunteering each year in our various programs and volunteering their skills. And we want to get people involved in the Lighthouse and the activities and work together to have this social impact. So if people are interested in volunteering, they can also go to our website and sign up to volunteer in a program of their choice.
Janet, how can people find more information on the lighthouses that are on display on the Magnificent Mile until August 11th?
They can find more information on the website, lighthousesonmagmile.com.
And how can people find more information on the Chicago Lighthouse or make a contribution?
They can do it a number of ways. They can go on our website, chicagolighthouse.org, or they can go on lighthousesonmagmile.com, or when they download the AutoCast app, there is a link to a Donate Now page, and they can make a donation while they're on the tour if they're inspired.
Janet Slick is the president and CEO of the Chicago Lighthouse. Thanks for joining me on Score Values this morning, Janet.
I really appreciate your opening your program up to the Lighthouse as well.